It was well into noontide. The mourners stood around the flower-strewn heap of earth at the southeast corner of Redwall Abbey's ramparts. Redwallers and Dibbons alike gazed sadly at Mother Mellis's last resting place. Simeon leaned upon the paw of his father Abbas, who had gathered strength as the day progressed. At the start of the day, Sextus had moved about like a creature in a trance, doing things automatically. Gradually, the realization of his position as abbot took over. Duty could not be ignored. So, with a great effort, Sextus pulled himself together. He patted Simeon's paw comfortingly, before turning to address the abbey dwellers.
My good friends, the poems have been recited, the prayers all said. Mother Mellis has moved on to sunnier pastures, quieter noontides, and more peaceful woodlands, though she will always live in our hearts. But I can hear her speaking to me now, guiding me as ever she did from the time I was a Dibbon, right through until I was chosen as abbot. I always heeded the wise words of Mellis, as I do now. She is telling me that Redwall life must continue.
Sextus paused to smile and tweaked a leveret ear.
Mellis says that there is fruit to be picked in our orchard, boats to be sailed on the pond, work and play for all. As the summer fades to autumn, we will have a great feast one day to celebrate the memory of our dear friend. Go now. Think about this as you work hard and rest well.
There was a flash of sunlight, and something glimmered through the air in a bright arc, falling to rest quietly on the fresh-dug earth of Mellis's grave, where it lay unharmed. The mouse babe was quicker than any beast. He scurried forward and picked up the object.
For to look at our badger cup, what we wind!
Take it and live long in peace.
Every eye turned upward to the east wall top. Blaggart stood there, looking unhappily down at where the badger lay buried. Hug Tom's paw flew to his dagger, and he moved toward the wall. Sextus called out to Tarquin.
Stop him! I will not have that creature slain!
Tarquin intercepted Hug Tom as he began climbing.
Steady on, old lad. I know how you feel, but the Father Abbot must be obeyed, what? Let's hear what he has to say.
Blaggart walked around the ramparts and descended by the south wall steps, stopping on the final stair. His voice was raw and husky with sorrowing.
I killed me own cat this morn. Your badger is a good creature. He did wrong to slay her. I would have stopped him, but it all happened so quick. Anyhow, I brought back the cup for the little'uns, and that's that. You can kill me now.